That's beautiful.
It was a very, it was very tragic that time. I'll never forget that, actually. It's,
well, you can feel that. We've talked many times before, and I've watched you play, and it's evident that you breathe through the guitar. You breathe through the instrument.
Yeah, I use the guitar more as a... I dare say if I hadn't have been a musician, I would have been a painter, probably, because I use my guitar as like a camera,
canvas.
A canvas, and like a camera. Yeah, everything that I write myself is definitely to do with something or somebody, or it's just not a composition on a theme or a thing like this. You know, it has a definite. But even though I just, you know, I'm not really sort of saying, well, today I'm going to sit down and write a piece. You know, it comes, and it usually comes out of people that really inspire me or things that happen, that the whole thing comes somehow, you know.
You're saying there's a human touch in everything that, the pieces that you write and things that you, things that you play have definite evidence of a human being in it.
Well, yes, but that's not just to do with my music. I find that to do when I play other people's music, particularly music from, any kind of, particularly music that's from the pen of another guitarist, particularly, it's very easy to get into the whole of his mind and everything. There are some things.
Do you have a particular composer or artist feel the most?
Well, I have something that, this is a very strange thing, I have lots of things, but there was one piece that's, funnily enough, it's an Italian Renaissance piece, a lute piece, and the title of it is If I Should Remember, and it's anonymous, and it must come from somewhere in the 1600s, but somehow when I play it, it's almost as if I go back all those years and I can sit with that man and get inside his head somehow. It's a beautiful, but very well formed. It has a canon, which is a musical phrase which repeats itself on itself, which is rather nice. This is If I Remember. It's really quite a beautiful thing, but to be able to just take it, to be able to take somebody's music and play it all these many hundreds of years later is a tremendous, for me, is a terrifically significant act somehow, you know? There's more in it than just, you know, it's a definite, it's a communication, as it were, across centuries, and yet it's here now.